By the way, before we begin, I would like to invite you to the place where the conversation is happening about the podcast sessions. If you have a question or comment or anything else you would like to share regarding to the podcast, just use hashtag CuriousPavelPodcast in any social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know it, CuriousPavelPodcast. And also, if you like this podcast, it will mean a lot, really a lot. It will help a lot if you just leave a review at the end. Thanks so much. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, Julene. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, actually. It's nice and sunny outside, so I'm feeling good.
Well, you're in a good place, Julene, because here it's been raining, not just today, but the last week and probably next week. You know, it's typical British summer. Just going to love it. You're going to have to live with it. There's nothing you can do. Hopefully, I don't know, we're going to be talking about sunny things, because you know, when we travel and comes loneliness, and I'm really looking forward to hear what you have for us in store and how you're dealing with loneliness. You know, I get it that you travel solo a lot, but before that, before we dig into the subject, can you tell us a bit more about yourself? Now, where are you from, what are you doing, and all that kind of jazz?
Yeah, sure. So I am originally from Jamaica, so you can kind of see my Jamaican flag in the background, always have one. I moved to the U.S. after high school. So I moved to the U.S. for college, and I first actually started traveling seriously during my junior year of college. I studied abroad in Europe. So I spent a semester in Italy, and then I spent a semester in Hungary. And during that time, I also got to travel around a lot because of, you know, budget travel airlines and stuff like that and trains. So it was really easy to travel. And because of that, I also traveled a lot solo because I just always wanted to be somewhere. So that's how my like real travel interest started. And then since then, I've been traveling around more and doing trips in the US and also outside of the US.
Okay, so what's your, as a somebody who's from US and then, you know, it's been living and traveling around Europe, just a quick question, what's your favorite destination in Europe and why?
My well, actually, I usually that's a hard question for most travelers to answer, but I think that I do have an answer, and I think that Italy is definitely my favorite. It was like the first country besides Jamaica that truly felt like home for me. And I think that because it was so, I think because I started in the south where it's more slow paced, I just found so many similarities between Italian culture and Jamaican culture, and like the love for just like being happy and free and stuff like that. I think because I spent so much time in Italy, I really just fell in love. And it was my first country I really fell in love with.
Hold on, there is because I see the Jamaican flag as well behind you over there. What is the similarity between Jamaica and Italy?
It's just really like a nice love for like living, enjoying life, just loving the good things about life. And I think because I was living in New York at the time as well, it was just so like nice and slow paced in comparison to like the fast paced, busy lifestyle of New York. And also because I was living close to like beach towns and stuff like that, it was nice to be able to reignite that love for just being able to go to the beach and stuff like that easily.
Okay. And
also great food.
Yeah,
different type of food, but great food anyway.
And also, Italy is all about, you know, getting together as a family. You know, the big families in big tables have a lot of food. Is that the same in Jamaica as well?
Yeah, definitely. In Jamaica, especially on Sundays, there's Sunday dinner is a big thing, or meals around holidays like Christmas. Like, there's always a really big meal. Family comes over. My mother, a lot of people know my mother for baking like Christmas cakes and first types of cakes around that time. So it's just really good about connecting, or even just visiting family in other parts of the country at that time.
Wow, look at that. Look, what about that? You know, Italy and Jamaica are quite similar. All right, interesting to know. So let's move to the subject then. Let's start straight away from the main thing. Like, what are your best tips, top tips to deal with loneliness when you travel solo?
So Some of my tips are for even before you start your trip and some for afterwards. So
before you start your
trip, not afterwards, during the trip. Sorry.
Okay.
So even before before the trip, I usually can, so I like to stay in hostels. Right now it might be harder because of the pandemic, but I used to travel a lot, especially in Europe. I think that there's a big hostel culture. It's really easy to just find hostels, especially as a younger person. And it's great for facilitating meeting new people, other solo travelers, and stuff like that. So, for example, the last hostel I stayed in was in New Orleans here in the US, and I was traveling solo. And the first night I arrived, there, my hostel was giving a tour. And from there, I met like four or five other girls who were traveling solo. And I was in New Orleans for a week, and I think I spent about five of that those 7 days actually hanging out with them, because we made that bond in, from the beginning, and we just were exploring the area together. We went out to dinner, we went out to the cemeteries and stuff like that together. So
choosing like,
yeah, so New Orleans is known, like one of the touristy things to do in New Orleans is actually to go and visit their cemeteries because they're so intricate and detailed. The way that they do their, I don't remember what the term is, the stones are so interesting, and you get to see, it's a different type of, I guess, burial.
What was that, like the tombstones, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And the, I don't remember what the word is for like the burial places, because they're usually like a raised above ground. So it's not, so you get to see like the different family areas, families, buy different plots for their families and stuff like that.
What about that? I didn't know that. Okay, New Orleans, famous for graveyards. Okay, yeah, cemetery. But yeah, here's the thing. The thing that you just described, right? You actually, in a way, didn't travel solo because you bonded with these girls and you travel with them. So is that happening all the time? Like you go solo
not
and then you
always
make friends quickly?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it depends on the hostel. It depends on when you're traveling. Sometimes I'll spend most of the trip alone, and then maybe I'll last night I'll meet somebody and we go to dinner for that one night. Or like maybe I'll meet somebody and we only hang out one time because we have different itineraries, or like they've been there before, so they've already been to the places, but we just meet up with whatever like we have similar interests regarding. So if we want to, like, for example, when I was in Napoli for a week once, there was one night when there was a girl staying in my room and we went out to dinner together. And then because I was studying Italian, she needed help with like navigating something in the area to get a new phone. So like we just hung out for a day and then our schedules diverged and we went back to our separate plans.
I see. Okay. But so in a way you're traveling solo, but you wouldn't mind bonding with other people. Okay, I tried solo, to be fair. I really tried because I was curious. Like, okay, you know, solo people are saying that you should try it. I'm like, I'm the type of person that I want to try things at least once, because how will I know if I don't like them, if I don't try them? So I tried solo, but I didn't go to a hostel. I went to, what's that website? Couchsurfing. I used Couchsurfing. Mm-hmm. And I bonded with the host so much. And the guy was great because he was loving history. I was asking questions. He was like, yeah, this is like that. So I actually ended up spending a lot of time with him. He actually took a day off to show me around. So it was great. So I realized as well, it's solo. It's not a thing for me to go somewhere around and just browse around by myself. I want people, but it's good to try it around. So...
And another thing I want to point out about traveling solo is that because you're traveling to a destination by yourself and your plans are for yourself, doesn't mean that you're going to spend all of your time by yourself. Like you can meet people there and maybe hang out with them for a day or two, or like maybe even hang out with them for most of the time that you're there. But in general, like your trip was your own and you can always like just go back to your own plans or stick with them. And it just opens your world to being able to make more friends, because you're alone. People are more likely to, like, you're not going to stick with your own group. You're going to try to make friends in different areas that you are.
That's very interesting, because it's not like somebody comes to you like, hey, is this seat taken? Like, can I have a drink here? Like, no, actually, I'm traveling solo. I don't want to have any interactions at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, if you go to an area and you were to meet somebody who's from the area,
yeah,
and you hang out with them, you still traveled solo and you went there and you made friends with that person. Maybe you hung out with them a couple of times, or maybe you made a friend for life. But yeah,
it's that's very interesting that you started with that tip, because as you say, solo travel straight away, you know, in my mind, and I would imagine most people's minds, you imagine one person, solo person, and then that's it, mm-hmm. right? He go taking pictures by himself. But yeah. But so you straight away flip my understanding. Like, solo traveler, it's like person who is in charge of his agenda and itinerary.
Yeah,
really well done. Okay, so yeah. That's the first tip. Go to hostels. Plus, it's cheaper than hotels or Airbnb. Okay, so another tip then.
And I guess like one thing to expound. I know you brought up the Airbnb thing, and that's another way to also plan something that you're not completely alone. If you want to choose Airbnbs where you're staying in a private room and you have the host, that might, you might have that interaction and also be able to get recommendations from that person, which is what happened during one of my trips to Hawaii in March, because I ended up staying in a private room, but I was doing my own thing during the day, but at night I'd end up interacting with my host and we talk about different things in Hawaii, or like how to, like what she recommended me doing. And then in terms of a second recommendation, something that, so I'm in a lot of Facebook groups regarding travel. So usually when I'm planning a trip, I usually post in those groups asking for recommendations, but I also ask, is anybody from the area, or is anybody like gonna be in the area at the time and want to meet up for maybe lunch or some kind of activity? And sometimes, most times it doesn't really work out that schedules overlap, but sometimes it does. And I look out in that I can go to a meal with somebody, or go exploring a different area with somebody else.
Okay, so ask around. That's good. So I see straight away. I understand what's happening here, because it's you're not somebody who's avoiding interaction. You just want to be the boss.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I talked to you, I met you, thank you for the tip, but you're not you're not my kind of a person. I'm going to continue my journey alone. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, and you're also not waiting. You're not waiting for your friends or your family to be ready to travel. So if you want to travel for the holidays and everybody else wants to stay home, like it's fine for you to be, okay, I'm going to go on this trip by myself. I know, like, I am my own person. I don't have to wait for everybody else to be ready to travel as well.
That's great. Okay, perfect. Another tip?
Another tip, this one is more so for when you're actually in the place. So one thing I do, dating apps are great for also making friends, or if you want more, that's also an option. So usually what I'll do when I'm in a new place is I'll change my bio and I'll be like, in Hawaii for until XYZ date, anyone want to meet up, or anyone want to go to lunch, or anyone want to beach with me. And like, it's worked out sometimes, and it's been like, had great experiences. Like, for example, recently I was in Hawaii and I was able to meet up with a couple people while I was there. So I went to the beach with one person, I went out to dinner with that same person a couple times as well. I went to like a bar with somebody else. Like, so and also because they are there, usually they're like either locals or people who like moved to that area, they know more about like more the local spots, more the like hole in the wall spots as well. So get like more of a kind of an authentic experience meeting up with people who are from that area.
Oh, very good. Very good tip. Yeah. And of course, as you said, if you want something else as well, great addition.
Yeah, that's also an option.
Great addition. Okay. How many tips you've got for us, by the way? Because I keep asking like next tip, just out of curiosity, do you know how many you've got?
I think at least five.
At least five? Okay. Good.
I have at least one more that's come to my mind. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the one that's on your mind?
And another
now?
One I recommend. So if you, a lot of times when you go to restaurants, because you're by yourself, especially if it's during a busy time, restaurants will normally want to maybe place you to sit at the bar or somewhere where you're not taking as much space. And having traveled a lot, I actually prefer that, because one, it's not as awkward. You're not sitting at a table by yourself while everybody else around you is in their little groups or couples. But two, you get to like possibly interact with the bartender. If they're not too busy, most bartenders will be talking with you, interacting with you. You get to learn about like their experiences, how they end up where they are, like if they moved there or if they're originally from the area. And again, also get recommendations from them about things to do or places to go to. So I'm always like just, I think more so lately, at the beginning I wasn't like this, but once I started doing it more often, I found myself constantly like actually initiating conversation with people, being more outgoing, which isn't really like something I'd say I am, but like just learning to talk to people more and asking questions and just like learning more about them as well.
Okay, now that you mentioned that, you know, going, sitting, talking to the barman, I just thought about a couple of tips as well, but I'm going to give them at the end. And I just want to hear, I just want to hear your list first. Do you have another one? You said five. So that was number four. Okay. What's number five?
Well, the other one, the last one is probably just, again, being outgoing. So if you go to an area, actually, if you go out, like one thing I did once when I went out to, like, I went to like a wine bar to do a tasting, because I like to go to wineries and like go and do tastings. And once I was in Sonoma County, which is like a wine area in California, and they were so busy that like they were just, they had a long wait list, and I was by myself, and I saw that there was one other person who was by themselves. So to make it more, to make it easier for the person trying to get like turn over tables, I was like, if it's fine, if this person's interested, like I'm fine sharing a table with them and we can just do our tasting together. And that worked out great because like I had conversation with that person. It worked out for the wine bar because they didn't have to seat two separate tables. And it actually ended up being really fun, and like the interaction was great with that person as well. So being outgoing and maybe identifying somebody else who's traveling by themselves and maybe starting for conversation might not work out, but it might also work out.
You never know. So basically you're saying make the first step. Don't wait for the other ones.
Yeah. Being willing to like step outside of your comfort zone and make the first step.
Because that's what...
That's what solo travel is about. Like you're learning about yourself, you're growing, and you're also being able to like explore like who you are. And I think that's why I love solo travel so much, because it's helped me to like come out of my shell and like do things I wouldn't normally do, especially like where I live. I probably wouldn't do that anywhere in my surrounding area, but like one of the things is like you're in this area, the person will probably never see you again. So if it's like awkward, you don't have to deal with it like afterwards or anything like that. So it's fine.
That's one of the tips I always say to people who are shy, you know, especially, you know, I live in London. I'm saying like, London is massive. It's huge. You know, you get ashamed of some situation or something, you're probably never going to see that person ever again. Let it go. Okay, great. Thanks for the five tips. Yeah. Here, when you were talking about the barman, something came to my mind straight away. Let me share it quickly. Tip number one, so the whole, in general, the tip is to find what your interests are. So yesterday, I was recording a podcast with a DJ who, the lady, when she travels around, she goes to record stores. Mm-hmm. So one, she collects records, vinyls, but she also talks to the people over there, right? And she also said, whenever I see somebody with a t-shirt on the street with a certain band, I start talk to them. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But what I do...
I actually do...
Yeah, go on.
I actually do something similar. Whenever I see anybody, especially with like Jamaican and Caribbean people, whenever I see someone wearing like a Jamaican themed shirt, I'll be like, hey, like I'm from Jamaica too, blah, 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 and start up a conversation with them or like ask them where in Jamaica they're from or which Caribbean island and stuff like that. So yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
For that reason, I designed a custom t-shirt for myself. It says hashtag ask me anything. and sometimes people jump into my, what's the capital of Azerbaijan? and I'm like, what? Well, it says on your t-shirt. I even forget I'm wearing the t-shirt. Well, it says on the t-shirt, you know, ask me anything. okay. Gotcha. It worked on several occasions. So that's what the lady does. She goes to record stores. What I do is because I really like history, I go to walking tours. And then I not only speak to the guide after the tour, I stay and speak to the guide, but I also as we, I don't know if you've been to a walking tour, but you go to one location, yeah, the guy explains da da da, and then you start walking to the next location. And as I'm walking, I'm usually talking to other people. So most of the times I bond with some people and then we go for drinks and stuff like that. So yeah, numerous options not to be alone if you, you know, want to interact with people.
If you want. Yeah. And that's similar to what I was saying in terms of my first tip. Like this one, the walking tour was hosted by my hostel. So sometimes you just need to Google walking tour in London or walking tour. And like, as you said, between each location, the guide isn't necessarily going to be talking. So you have that time to maybe look around who's around you and be like, hey, like whatever, or like, what did they just say? Or like, what are you, like, how long have you been here? And stuff like that. And that's how I made those friendships with those girls that I talked about in New Orleans, because we were talking between each location and like during our different, like we had all just arrived as well. So we're all like, what are you going to do while you're here? And we found that we had similar interests. And so we made plans together.
Yeah. And by the way, in those walking tours, if you Google it, the most of the walking tours are free. You just donate something at the end, whatever you wish. In those walking tours, it's easy to you know, separate the people, like, oh, this guy's alone, that's a couple, these are a group of three people, and then you can even, you know, to your liking, you can go to different places. But now as we're talking, I even in my mind came wine tasting. You can just go to a wine tasting event and talk to the other people if you are, or a food tour, whatever it is, like,
your interest. Or like group activities. So for example, when I was in Hawaii recently, I did two things I signed up for individually. I signed up for like a Circle Island tour, which is where there's a bus, so they drive you around. And I, of course, was the only one on the bus that was alone. But like all the people on the bus were also really nice. So even if you're not making plans to meet them afterwards, you have that interaction while you're on that tour. And it was an all-day tour. So I was like talking with them. I had lunch, like we stopped for lunch and there was like a mother and son sitting and I was like, can I join you at your table? And I sat and ate my lunch with them. Or even I did like a scuba diving lesson thing and I didn't really interact with the people I was doing that scuba diving lesson with as much, but I like had that in-person time where the guide was giving, like making jokes and we were all like, laughing together. And even again, we didn't make plans afterwards, but we had that time where it was like I wasn't just by myself doing something.
Beautiful. That was a great conversation. Thank for that. Can you close it with a sentence or two? Just wrap it up or summarize it or whatever you feel like.
Like you said, I definitely recommend everybody to try solo travel at least once. I think you'd probably fall in love with it. Even like if you're traveling as a group, I definitely recommend like being flexible to be like, okay, the group wants to do this, but I want to do this. I can go off on my own for a day or for half a day and do something by myself. It's really great to just like experience that independence and like coming out of your comfort zone to do something that you wouldn't necessarily do normally.
Beautiful. You wrapped it up great. And there is nothing else I can say to that. So it was great. Thanks so much for joining us for this call. It was amazing. Thanks so much for sharing your tips. And I wish you a fantastic day over there on the other side of the ocean.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay dry.
And that's a wrap for yet another travel episode. Thank you so much for listening the whole thing. If you have listened that on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. That will mean a lot to me. Also, if you have a friend, a cousin, or a teacher, or anybody else who you think will be suitable for this series, please connect us and let's make this happen. Thanks so much once again. I wish you a fantastic day.